Once upon a time, tucked away in a rocky cave hidden high up in the mountains, there lived a monster named Nian. His home towered over rushing rivers, green forests, and small mountain villages. Living all the way up here, Nian felt like he was on top of the world. From the rocky entrance of his cave, he had the most incredible view. He watched the sun crest over the horizon at dawn and admired the warm colors of the sky at dusk. He listened to the wind whisper or roar, depending on the season. And at night, he fell asleep, breathing in the fresh mountain air, laced with the scent of pine. Nian's favorite season was winter. He liked watching the landscape transform as delicate snowflakes fell one by one to cover everything in sight. But unlike other creatures that slowed down or hibernated until spring, he had a very peculiar tradition. At the end of the year, he visited a nearby village just down the mountain and scared everyone he saw. To Nian, it was always great fun. Nian was so fond of his tradition, he could hardly wait for winter to come. He'd leave the quiet seclusion of his dark, damp cave and descend the mountain. His footsteps crunched in the snow, leaving the imprint of his massive paws. His body rustled against the branches of pine trees, which was always a nice brushing for his scaly skin. But although Nian was large, he was rather stealthy. He knew how to hide. He did live in a cave after all. Sometimes he hid between tall trees and startled villagers gathering firewood. Other times he spooked the fishermen while they sat by the river. And most often, he lurked in the shadows, waiting for the perfect moment to jump out. Year after year, Nian bothered the villagers. He never caused them any harm, except, of course, for the shock of a giant, scaly monster appearing out of nowhere. After having his fun, Nian would return to his comfy cave, satisfied. The villagers in this quaint mountain town were eager to calm Nian and teach him some manners. Sure, he wasn't hurting anyone, but he was a real nuisance. The villagers called meetings to develop ways to scare him off. They built maps detailing his favorite hiding spots. For years, they tried one way or another to get rid of Nian. But nothing seemed to work. Now, autumn had just lost its leaves and winter returned. Big star-like crystals fell from the sky day and night. One morning, Nian stepped out of his cave. He looked around, taking in the awe-inspiring view. Everything around had lost its color. The sky, the ground, and everything in between were painted a pure shade of white. He felt the crisp air in his nostrils and the wet touch of the snowflakes on his hard, reptilian skin. It was the perfect winter day, and so he decided to return to the village.